Exercise 4, page 52.
Hello and welcome to A Good Read. I'm your host, Martin Fields, and chatting with me today is Kelly Sloan, author of the book Encounter. Thanks for joining us today, Kelly.
It's great to be here, Martin.
I just finished reading the book yesterday. It's a real page-turner and a fascinating mix of fact and fiction. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, I really wanted to take all the research and knowledge about UFOs and bring them into a story of a couple who encounter an alien. The relationship that develops is what might happen if it occurred in real life. I developed the alien from an eyewitness description of one. The book should appeal to non-fiction readers as well.
It certainly does. I prefer non-fiction, and your book had enough facts in it that it satisfied my interests.
That's what I wanted to do with this book, bring factual information to a possible story. I don't want to write just science fiction. Before I began this book, I was studying and researching famous ghosts and UFOs for a year. I was surprised about how much factual data there is.
So you believe in supernatural phenomena?
It depends on what it is. I'm actually quite a skeptic, and I need hard facts to believe in something. When I see the facts, then I take them seriously. Look at the Bermuda Triangle. When you examine the data on how many planes and ships have disappeared over the years, you can't deny that something supernatural is going on there.
Kelly, you are rather an expert on the supernatural with all the articles you have written and published, wouldn't you say?
I guess so. It's definitely my passion, and I love to explore it in my writing. In this book, I worked with top researchers of UFOs, as this is an area I was not that familiar with. My goal with the book is for readers to gain a new understanding of unexplained phenomena, while at the same time enjoying a fascinating story.
You definitely accomplished that. When can readers expect to find your book in bookshops?
It should be in the shops a week from now.
One last question. What are your plans? What's next for you?
Oh, I'm returning to ghosts, and I'm excited to be working on a documentary about a haunted town. But that's all I'm saying for now.
Well, we look forward to hearing more soon. Thanks, Kelly, for your time today.
My pleasure.